93-72 defeats at the hands of the Vihawks of Viterbo, joined alongside by the head coach of the Saints, Jeremy Riegel, during Saints Wrap. And, Coach, I think for me this one kind of comes down to just a lot of late closeouts on three-point shooting. I know the rebounding category, that was going the way of Viterbo here as well. You guys actually were plus four on the glass. Didn't exactly feel that way, but nonetheless, I thought just a lot of late closeouts on a couple three-pointers, and a really fine night tonight from Haberman at the top of the key. He had a lot of three-pointers.
Yeah, like I said, late closeouts, late reactions and all their stuff. Our ball screen defense was not good. Our hard hedges, our help, our rotations, our help the helper. It started, I think the first time it started, when he got a pick and pop. Haberman got a pick and pop, and we had nobody to show on that. And all our defensive principals were supposed to have the opposite guy at the very least stunt or go to him, especially for 44. We know he can shoot the ball. That makes it a hard job for Quad to hedge on a guard and then be able to get back onto him. And that kind of opened the floodgates. He hit that first one. And, we talked all pregame and leading into this game that Viterbo was really capable of shooting the ball really well. And if you let him get going, that's when they won their games, when they shot the ball well. And sure enough, we gave him too many open looks. And as you see, they shot at a high level. And just disappointed with our focus coming back after a great team win last night. Tonight it wasn't just one person that played poorly or two people. It was, quite frankly, our whole group. We tried to put different people in, and our rotations are all way too slow. Our reactions were too slow on the rotations, on the closeouts, on some of the personnel stuff. So just disappointed. I thought in the second half there, even though we were down big, we still competed really hard. Not always competing with the highest IQ, but we continued to compete hard. So that's a positive, but credit to Coach Wagner and that group. They played a good game.
You said that, you know, your rotations are just kind of out of whack there a little bit, trying to get new guys in there, try to give them some playing time, just trying to figure out a solid five guys to make something happen there a little bit. I noticed you put in Isaiah Grace there for a little bit in the first half, then you took him out after maybe a mental miscue or two. I noticed he didn't come out of the gymnasium, the locker room there a little bit. I didn't see him there in the second half. Well, what happened there?
Not to say, this is our team in general. I can tolerate mistakes and basketball mistakes, but I can't tolerate guys being bad teammates and not showing great energy and teammate. Just being a teammate for this group. Our number one rule is be a great teammate. I don't care how you think your game's going, what you think's got going on. There needs to be positive body language, being a positive teammate the entire time. And I think you saw that from most of our group today. And I thought at halftime he wasn't showing that, and so. If you're going to wear the Presentation Saints uniform, you got to be a great teammate. And I hope that message is being sent.
How's this weekend gone for Julius Jackson? I know he's a player that he's been a really, really fine guy for you guys offensively this season. Again, 26.3 points per game. That speaks for itself. Last night, the offense, like you said, great team win. Yep. Really spreading the ball offensively really well. Tonight, a little bit of a different story. How do you think he's taken this two-game little break?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to him. I don't know where we'll meet later. He was behind our bench, and I thought I always heard him cheering stuff. So good teammate in that aspect. But my focus was on the group that played today, and we didn't get it done.
I said yesterday, is this a turning point for you guys? And you said we'll have to wait and see. Did you guys take a step back tonight?
Yeah. I mean, our rotation's slower. It's a different team today than last night. But none of the stuff that they did was anything we haven't worked on and knew how to defend. And you see our league, it's a lot of contrasting styles in our league. You got to be ready to play. That's how our league is, mostly back-to-back conference games. So we got to be able to bounce back from a tough loss or a good win. And we didn't do it today.
Jamestown's a really good team. They're coming up this upcoming weekend. What's the biggest thing that you guys are going to be focusing on this week, just those defensive rotations?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the pick-and-pop stuff that Haberman is doing. That's what Jamestown does. They got a great big that can score the ball, rebounds it well. They got John Pierce that, you know, provides a lot for their team, does a lot of stuff, and they got shooters all around and multiple guys. If we allow a team like Viterbo to shoot 14 to 23 to the three-point line, Jamestown can fill it up just as well, if not better, certainly, especially at their place. So obviously no Coach Neville well. He does a great job with that group. They're playing good basketball and have been ranked this year. It's going to be an extremely tough trip. We got to, again, just focus on our defensive stuff and moving the ball offensively.
Coach, thanks for doing this. We'll see you next week up in Jamestown.
Yeah, thanks, Dukes.
All right, thanks so much. That's head coach Jeremy Riegel joining us here.